The unions voted to accept contracts that'll cut labor costs for the airline by about 15%. That's a better deal than the airline was proposing just a couple of months ago when it asked the workers to accept wage and benefits cuts of more than 17%. Chris Pearson of the Airline Pilots Association is a spokesman for the Mesaba Labor Coalition, which represents the three unions.
The cuts are slightly less dramatic, but they are still cuts, and I think that either way we've been looking at two evils here. This just happens to be the lesser of two evils.
About two-thirds of Mesaba's pilots and mechanics ratified the contract. Almost 90% of its flight attendants did so. Mesaba reached the tentative agreements in late October, just days after a federal bankruptcy judge told the unions they could not strike the airline. Mesaba had the bankruptcy court's permission to cut wages and benefits by more than 17% if an agreement couldn't be reached. The airline has said it needs to reduce labor costs to successfully emerge from bankruptcy and have a chance at future profitability. Pearson says there are still some bad feelings between labor and management, but he says the workers are hoping those will fade as Mesaba becomes healthier.
These votes were not made by vast margins, and I think that the employee groups are going to look forward to some signs from management that they are willing to work in a cooperative nature with them in the future.
In a statement, Mesaba's president said the airline looks forward to working together with all of its employees to make certain Mesaba emerges from bankruptcy, positioned for growth and success. I'm Michael Leland, Wisconsin Public Radio News.